Hello world and welcome to 513 Heartbeat. I'm your host Sugar Renee, and today we are talking about something that affects us all, and that is self-esteem. It's not always easy to feel good about ourselves, but there are things we can do to build our self-confidence. First and foremost, it's important to recognize that self-esteem is a journey, not a destination. It's something that we have to work on consistently, and it takes time. But the good news is that anyone can improve their self-esteem with the right mindset and habits. And I know that it is so hard to break old habits. That's why I do a 40-day step. But that's for another time, another day. Right now, one of the best ways to build self-esteem is to achieve goals for yourself. Like, set achievable goals. Not just anything. Don't just say anything. Set something that you know, without a doubt in your mind, that you will be able to accomplish. When we set goals and work toward them, we feel a sense of accomplishment and pride in ourselves. This can help us to feel more confident and capable in other areas in our lives as well. Another important habit for building self-esteem is practicing self-compassion. We need to be kind to ourselves and treat ourselves with the same care and respect that we would offer to a good friend. And that means being patient with ourselves, forgiving ourselves, and focusing on our strengths rather than our weaknesses. As the great Maya Angelou once said, "I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." By treating ourselves with kindness and respect, we build a positive relationship with ourselves and improve our self-esteem. Thank you so much for joining me, Sugar Renee, on 513 Heartbeat. I love you all as I love myself. Remember, building self-esteem is a journey, but it's one that we can all make progress on. Join us again next time for more inspiration and advice to keep your heart beating strong. Until next time, peace.